Hi. We're here in Blakeney to talk about Blakeney from the water-based activity perspective, specifically kayaking. The idea of this series of podcasts is to provide a source of local information to help people enjoying the water to do it a little bit more safely. So I'm Mandy, and I'm the RNLI Water Safety Officer for this area, as well as being crew on the inshore and all weather boats. I've got Sue Gregory here with me today. She's a proficient, experienced kayaker in and around Blakeney. Sue is also a vet who's also very interested in seals and volunteers for both the National Trust on Blakeney Point and the British Divers Marine Life Rescue as a marine mammal medic. So we'll be talking about kayaking primarily, and there will be a little bit in there about seals. Right, okay. So, Sue, why would anybody want to kayak or canoe in Blakeney or Mawston Harbour?
Oh, it's a lovely place to visit, particularly in the summer. There's lots of wildlife that you can see, lots of birds. It's lovely to be out on the water, and it's very quiet and peaceful.
Oh, lovely. Sounds lovely. So when you go kayaking or canoeing, where do you go?
Well, there's a variety of places you can go. I keep my kayak at Blakeney, so I always start from Blakeney.
So you're starting from sort of by the car park?
Yes, right. Yes. Sort of little trips that I like to do. One is to go to Clye and back,
nice.
Which is great. That's really very nice because you're working with the tide. It takes you to Clye and then brings you back.
Lovely.
Apart from the little bit going up and down the cut, which is the little channel from Blakeney out towards the harbour. So you'll always be against the tide there, but you can make life easy for yourself by sticking to the edge, which is a good idea anyway.
Yes, because, keep out of the way of boats.
Yes, because obviously when you're kayaking, other people are going out as well.
Yes, of course.
And you've got a bit more control than sailing boats or some of the motorboats.
Yeah.
The other place we'll often go to is over to the Watch House on Blakeney Point.
So it's sort of almost directly
almost
north
directly
of Blakeney.
Opposite, yeah.
Lovely. Okay. So when in the tide would you go, because as I say, we know that it's really tidal here, the harbour goes dry and the currents can be very strong.
Yeah, so I would always go before high tide. You have to have enough water to kayak.
Yeah.
And the water does come in very, very quickly, starting really about an hour and a half before high tide.
An hour and a half before high tide.
So,
and is that's Blakeney Town?
That's Blakeney, yes. Blakeney Quay.
Blakeney Quay.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So assuming you've got enough water to go, that's when I would go.
Okay. And as importantly or more importantly, when do you aim to be back?
Well, you want to always come back before the water runs out, which sounds really obvious, but I would always like to turn round from wherever I've gone to and be heading back at about high tide or slightly before.
Yeah.
Depends where I've gone to, truthfully. But you want to have enough time to get back, bearing in mind that you may be kayaking against the tide. You've already kayaked out, so you're more likely to be tired as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't want to have to work too hard to get back.
No. So getting back for Blakeney Quay high tide time is a reasonable thing to do, is it?
That's reasonable. Certainly don't leave it more than, you know, a sort of hour later. Definitely be back.
Be back within that hour after
the
high tide.
The high tide, yes.
Because it starts getting incredibly hard work then.
Yes.
And the water's disappearing very quickly.
And you'll be tired because you've been out. If you've gone out an hour, say an hour before high tide or an hour and a half before high tide, and you're coming back maybe half an hour, there's 2 hours of kayaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And unless you're kayaking regularly, you'll find it quite tiring.
Yes, definitely, definitely. That's lovely. So what about if you're coming out of Mawston, out of Mawston Creek, you know, from the National Trust car park, if you're there?
One of the potential problems if you want to go into the harbour from Mawston is there's a lot of boat traffic.
Yes.
And some of the boats are much bigger than you tend to get at Blakeney, particularly the
seal trip. So based on what you're saying, Sue, about the large boats, I think what we're actually agreeing is that actually there are much safer options for kayakers to go from Blakeney than Mostyn.
Where there's a lot of boats moored that we call Blakeney Pit. What advice have you got for kayakers maybe that are desperate to get into that sort of bigger water rather than in creeks?
I think plan your trip carefully. Think about what the weather's doing. I wouldn't necessarily do that if it's really windy. Think about your own capabilities and the sort of kayak that you've got.
Yeah, so when you say really windy, what we're talking about, 15, 20 miles an hour?
Yes, that would be quite windy. You'd have a little bit of chop then. Yeah. Depends on the direction of the wind.
Yeah.
And it can either facilitate your journey out or facilitate your journey back, depending on which way the wind is
yes,
going.
Yes, but you're always going to have to go against it.
You're always going to have to go against it. And also, of course, you'll be going against the tide as well.
Yes.
So I think if you did want to do that, I'd stick close to the edge, keep out of the way of the channel markers, the red and green,
because yes,
that's denoting the highway for the motorboats, particularly
for
seal boats, which are big.
Yes.
And then I suppose where would I go from there? One of my favourite places is to go over towards a place called Pynchon's Creek. And that's near the lifeboat house.
That's the big blue building.
That's the big blue building on
that's
Blakeney
sort of
Point.
Virtually not, well, slightly
almost
northwest,
opposite,
but
isn't
almost
it?
Opposite.
Yeah.
So almost north of the end of Mostyn Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be very careful if you do that to make sure that you know what the tide's doing.
Yeah, it flows very quickly through there,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, because it does go quickly through there, because you'll be going across the tide.
Yes, yes, so you're getting taken with it or brought in, whichever way the tide's flowing.
But if you're an experienced kayaker, I wouldn't recommend it for the first time.
No.
But if you're an experienced kayaker, then, you know, it's perfectly possible to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going through deeper water.
Yes.
So absolutely, well, wherever you're going, I would recommend that you have a buoyancy aid.
Definitely,
That's really important.
Yeah, and what about, you know, a means of calling for help?
Yeah, absolutely, a mobile phone.
In a waterproof pouch. Yeah,
so
a mobile phone in a waterproof pouch. And I'll just intersect here and just say, if you can have the lanyard around your neck rather than in the waterproof pouch of your kayak. We have unfortunately had to rescue kayakers with the lifeboat who have stored their mobile phones in the waterproof pouch of the kayak and the waterproof compartment. And when they've capsized and gotten separated from the kayak, they've had no means of calling for help and have been relying on members of the public. So please, if you've got a means of calling for help, have it in a waterproof pouch around your neck so you can't get separated from it. Mm. Yeah, no, that's great. One of the things that we speak about, people that sail and kayak around this area, we talk about the point a lot, Sue, and we all know that there's a seal colony there, and my recommendation really is if you want to go and see the seals, go on a trip. But over the last winters, we know that there's been quite a lot of erosion of the point, and the currents in that area are changing significantly, becoming increasingly unpredictable, I would say. Would you?
Yes. So the far point has disappeared.
This year it has, definitely over the winter.
Last summer there was a gap.
That's right.
Yeah, which actually in itself caused, you know, a couple of dinghies to be sucked through the gap.
Yes.
And I think with a kayak that would be very...
Yes, that would be actually quite frightening, I think.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things about seeing the seals is you may actually, as you're kayaking, come across seals. Depending on, in the summer, you know, we get the common seals, which they don't really breed on the point, but they may have their pups with them. And so you may come across some juvenile seals that are curious. But I think it's really important that if you want to go and see seals, you don't try and do it by kayak.
Yeah, yeah.
And the best way is to go on a boat trip.
Yeah.
And you get a much better view.
Yes, that area around the point is incredibly dangerous. Yeah. And as we say, at the moment, it's a movable feast with the coastal erosion that's going on there. So it's unpredictable how the tides and the currents are going to behave around there. So I think what we're agreeing really is we're suggesting don't go further west or further along the point than the old blue lifeboat station, which is a really good landmark. Try to keep east or inland of the lifeboats, the old lifeboat station.
Yeah. And I think even when you go sort of towards the lifeboat station, when you're coming back, it's very helpful, I think, to stay close to land. At some point, you're going to have to cross the harbour.
Yeah.
But choose an appropriate point. And actually, it's really nice because you can sort of skirt along. You can go to places that other people can't get to.
Yes, because you can get in really shallow water.
Really shallow water, and just going over the you can see, you know, when it's a lovely day and the water's clear, you can see all the marsh underneath the water, and you know, you'll have birds, you'll see more than just being in the middle of the pit.
Yes, that's right, because you can't see anything from there. And it's a good point that if you're close to land, actually the currents are less there, and also obviously you're closer to safety. If something happens, you know, if you capsize or if you just get tired, the land is just there. You can step onto it, rest, and then carry on.
Yeah, and it's also often shallow, quite shallow there as well. So if you did have a problem, obviously depending on exactly where you are, but it's quite likely you'd be able to stand up. Whereas actually, in the middle of the harbour, you won't be able to.
Yeah, and that's reassuring if you can stand up and get yourself sorted out. As Sue's already said, really important that you're wearing a buoyancy aid, whether you can swim or not, and whether you're in shallow water or not.
Yeah.
That bottom can sometimes be a bit slippery, and you can, you know, your feet can go out from under you, and the currents are strong. So buoyancy aids are a real recommendation for any kayaking. So how do you know really when it's time to go?
Well, I will have checked the tides on the tide timetable, and I'll also have a watch with me.
And that's a really important point, having a watch, because there's no point knowing when high tide is if you haven't got something to tell what the time actually is now.
Yeah.
So it's a good point.
But there is a very useful way of doing it that doesn't require either of those things, although I'd still recommend that you have both of those things. And that's to look at what the boats that are moored in the pit are doing. So when the tide comes in, the front of the boat will be pointing towards Wells, Mawston end of the harbour, towards the lifeboat house end of the harbour. Might be a little bit affected by wind. And when the tide turns, so at just after high tide or as it turns, the boats will sort of move around by about 90 degrees, and then as the tide starts going out, you'll actually find that the fronts of the boats are facing towards Blakeney and Clye.
Yeah, and by the time the boats are facing towards Blakeney and Clye, the currents are strong at that point.
Yes.
So we strongly recommend that you are back by the time or before the boats are facing Blakeney.
Yes. So as soon as you start to see them
starting to move, you need to be getting back.
Because it's not like switching a light on, it's just gradual. So keep your eye on what the boats are doing, and that's a very, very useful way of just knowing instantly what's happening.
Yeah, because we're talking about the currents and them being, less around the time of high tide, but actually that they still could be more than a match for somebody that's a novice kayaker or whatever.
And I think another thing is just to make you aware that there are lots of buoys in the harbour. Some of them are mooring buoys, but there are a lot of buoys that mark channels, which are green and red.
Yes, the navigation.
The navigation buoys. So the red ones, as you're going back towards Mawston or Blakeney, the red ones are on the left-hand side and the green ones are on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
And the fastest flow of water will be between the buoys, because that's the deepest channel.
And that's where the big boats will be.
And that's where the motorboats come in and out. So as a kayaker, you absolutely want to not be in the channel.
Absolutely. Keep out of that area.
Out of the channel.
Between the red and green.
Because A, it will make your life easier and pleasanter. And B, you're not going to be interfering with people in motorboats.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Who need the deeper water.
Well, they need the deeper water and they create a wake, which can cause you to capsize, which obviously you don't want to be doing.
So thanks for all that, Sue. That's all been really informative. So I just want to do a quick little roundup on the highlights of what Sue and I have been talking about. So high tide at Blakeney Quay is approximately 30 minutes after high tide on Blakeney Bar, which is at the end of the point. So the first tip is the water moves at its slowest 1 hour either side of high tide. So getting back to your starting point at Blakeney Quay within the hour after Blakeney Bar high tide is important. After this time, the currents increase significantly. Second point is light onshore winds are best. Third point, stay near the land. In particular, stay east, i.e. towards the Blakeney end, of the old blue boathouse on Blakeney Spit. Fourth, keep a fully charged mobile phone in a waterproof pouch around your neck so you can't get separated from it. And finally, number five, always wear a buoyancy aid, whether you're a strong swimmer or not. So Sue and I wish you an enjoyable, safe paddle from Blakeney.